Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to talk about World Race. We talked about the World Race before, and we have one of ours that's on the race today, and it is 11 countries in 11 months. I can imagine, I mean, we can understand 11 countries in 11 months, but very few can. 11 countries. I don't know. I couldn't see Pat adjusting to 11 countries in 11 months. Can you see
I'm
that?
I'm not
right?
sure.
That's 11 climates, 11 adjustments. It would just lock up. But the, think about it. 11, and I want you first, Lauren Lewis is out there and she's just beginning her journey. And for the next 11 months, she's going to be reporting to us about her journey out there. And, but I first want you to hear a little bit about what is World Race as you're hearing. Just listen up to CBN as they talk about it, and we'll be back.
Thomas, well, imagine quitting your job, leaving everything behind, and setting off on a trip, one that goes to 11 countries in 11 months.
Sounds very exciting to me. Well, recently I met one young lady who's doing just that. She's having the adventure of a lifetime on what's called the World Race.
In these cultures that we're going to, people don't care what you look like or what you smell like or, you know, what they care about the message that you have.
Year-old Emily Wright of Virginia Beach left her job, her apartment, and her family to take the World Race Challenge. That means over the next 11 months, Emily will visit 11 countries for about 30 days each.
You know, I'm excited just to be a part of something bigger than myself.
Her adventure began helping orphans in Mozambique. From there, she goes to Swaziland, South Africa, India, Nepal, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Moldova, and will end her journey in Romania. The World Race, now in its seventh year, establishes contacts in each country, so Emily and her team will work with local churches and ministries in the region.
The ministries could range from vacation Bible school to working in orphanages, to ministering to women and children who have been in human trafficking, especially in Southeast Asia.
Emily's group is part of a larger team of about 50 racers who've been asked to travel light.
I will have one backpack for the entire 11 months, and I'll be taking a tent. So sometimes we'll have accommodations and sometimes we won't.
How do you feel about going a week without a shower?
I'm the type of girl who can handle that, and in training we had practice doing that. We were living in the woods for a week, group of 50 people, getting close together.
World Race founder Seth Barnes came up with the idea several years ago to give young people an alternative to the 9-to-5 routine.
We push people to do what we call a Luke 10 kind of journey, where they go out and they take virtually nothing, and they know that they've got all spiritual authority, and we ask them to pray for local needs and see what God does when he shows up. And it inevitably changes them as they depend on God with, you know, total dependence, that he shows up in power.
Barnes says thousands of young people apply each year because they're looking for more.
By leaving all of this stuff that has defined us and just allowing God to open up his possibilities in all different cultures, they find that there's more to life, that this yearning that they've had inside has an answer.
One thing Emily and her team are discovering is that mission work can be tough and that spiritual warfare is real. Emily shared this recent blog post from Mozambique. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In ministry, I see children who are dying in the hospital who have nothing. No bed sheets, no food, no doctors, no paper towels to wipe up their mess. It's so easy to just see the hopelessness and the darkness. But the truth is that God has authority over every seemingly hopeless situation. He is trustworthy, he is good, and he is our healer. And ultimately, He has already defeated sickness and death.
If you'd like to take the World Race Challenge like Emily, you just need to be between the ages of 21 and 35 and have a heart for missions and adventure. It'll cost you about $15,000 for the entire journey, but you don't have to have it all before you go.
Emily says although the journey is not always easy, her mission remains the same: God's love.
Whatever form that takes, giving them shoes or taking them out for an evening, or Jesus said to heal the sick, cast out demons, and raise the dead. And so they really ask you to have that kind of faith.
I loved meeting Emily, and you can follow her adventure online. See what country she's in. She's in India right now, by the way. And you can even help her cause by going to her blog page, which is fantastic, by the way. Find the link at our website, cbnnews.com.
This is so exciting. Wow. Because we have one of ours, you know, from our region in the Gulf Coast region, Lauren Lewis, and you can see hers. You can follow her. It's coming up right now, as a matter of fact. I don't think it'll be up there in a moment. And Lauren Lewis, she is just starting her journey. Obviously, the previous lady's already finished hers already. But Lauren, you can get to her by going to World Race, or you can go to VFNTV.com. And click on links, and in the context of that you can see where she's raised $9,445, and she has 58% of her budget raised, but she's already taken off, and she's going to be going to Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Thailand, Myanmar, Cambodia, Malaysia, Philippines, South Africa, and Swaziland.
Wow.
11 months and 11 days. And she's a very, very special lady. And she was out of the country in recent parts of her life. And she discovered that her father, a very, very good, godly man, had passed away. And of all the things that she could be doing now, she said, you know, I'm going to do this for God.
Oh, wow.
And so I just want to encourage you that if you would reach out to her and support her, pray for her. Her name is Lauren Lewis. And we are praying for her continually on her journey. She's just beginning it. So it'll be all the way through December of 2014. And you can find out more about it by going to VFNTV.com and click on the links. It's that we were just talking about the World Race, 11 countries in 11 months. You can find out more by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on links. And you can see Lauren Lewis, who's beginning her journey. She's beginning her journey. And we just pray that it's going to be fruitful, that the Lord's protection would go with her, the angels, traveling angels would go with her on her journey, that all of her provision would be met. But imagine this, by sowing into Lauren Lewis's journey, you're sowing into 11 nations the hope of God. And what is World Race about? It's about stirring the hearts for missions, getting our minds outside of ourselves and saying, you know what, there's a whole 95% of the world's population and going into the mission field out there. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.